Here is how NPR reporter Netta Ulaby has been woken up every single day for the past few months. Meet Netta's pandemic puppy, a retired racing greyhound named Zoom. Zoom gets up at the crack of dawn, so that's when Netta gets up now, too.
Awesome.
Thousands of greyhounds have been adopted since the late 1970s when rescue groups first started, but Netta might be among the last to adopt a racing greyhound from the United States. Here she is to explain why.
Greyhounds are long, lean, alien-looking dogs built like eels and bred to run. Racing them used to be huge. Yeah! This tape's from a Kansas racetrack in 1994.
Here comes Woody! Here they come, the predator puppy is out early, Artie's...
Decades ago, dog racing was one of the biggest betting sports in the country. But who's into dog racing these days? The so-called sport of queens has been dying since the 1980s. I got my dog, Zoom, from the last racetrack in Alabama through an adoption group mindful of the future.
I think this is the end.
That's Michael Owens. She runs the organization Sighthound Underground. We talked in her dog-filled backyard in Virginia. Even before the pandemic sparked a run on adoptable dogs, the supply of greyhounds was dwindling, Owens says. Only four states still have racetracks. Closed tracks means fewer dogs.
They've been closing for a long time. It's the end of an era.
Music to the ears of longtime anti-racing activist David Wolf.
The sooner they're all closed, the better. And at the end of this year, all of the tracks in Florida will be closed. There will hardly be any tracks left in the United States.
Currently, there's about six.
Jim Gartland runs the National Greyhound Association. That's the main group for owners of racing dogs. He knows some people think of dog tracks as shady and mobbed up, but these days he says they're highly regulated, with staff veterinarians, trainers, and owners incentivized to keep their assets, dogs, in top physical shape.
It makes no sense not to care for a greyhound. That's how these people make their livelihood.
Dogs do get injured on the tracks, but historically, Gartland says, the problem was not with dogs getting abused. It was dogs getting discarded.
Back in the day, and I'm not condoning this at all, it was the same in horse racing and everything else. When they were done racing, they were done with them.
There are terrible stories about greyhound graveyards being found around tracks. Since adoption became popular, the breed found a following because of how racers are raised, Gartland says. Puppies stay with their mothers longer than most dogs, and they spend their first years working as professional athletes.
And so by the time you get them into your home as a pet, they've been handled, they've been trained, they're very socialized.
And thousands of them needed homes. But, Gartland says,
nowadays, I get adoption groups, you know, all over the country calling me saying, look, we're out of dogs. We have 25 applications for people that want greyhounds, and we can't get any.
Which depresses a certain kind of greyhound rescuer, like veterinarian Shelley Lake.
Myself, I have 14.
Lake has worked on the tracks. She does not want them to close.
When greyhound racing stops, the dogs that we love are going to go away. This devastates me. You can't find another breed of dog that's anything like this dog. But it's got to be retired racing. If you get a puppy, it's not the same dog.
Retired racers are special, Lake says. People into saving them were turning to countries that still have racing, like Spain. But bringing in dogs from overseas is more of a headache these days. And, she adds, there's pending federal legislation to ban greyhound racing in the U.S. entirely.
Retired racing greyhounds, I honestly think you've got maybe 3, maybe 5 years before there aren't any. It's done. But that's also why I have 14 dogs, because I want to have greyhounds in my life as long as I possibly can.
I get it. Retired racers like my dog, Zoom, who's addicted to squeaky toys, offer the snob appeal of a purebred with the righteousness of a rescue. Lake says I adopted Zoom just in time.
If you want a greyhound, you want a retired racing greyhound, get it now. Because before long, there's not going to be anything to have.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.